In Iraq today, more evidence emerging of abuse and even torture of Iraqi prisoners who were held by other Iraqis. The government says it is investigating the discovery that occurred last week of more than 600 prisoners held in very overcrowded conditions. They were held by the Ministry of Interior in Iraq. More than a dozen of the prisoners had to be taken to the hospital because of their mistreatment. This discovery comes just days before Iraq holds historic parliamentary elections on Thursday of this week. It's an embarrassment for the leading Shiite party, which runs Iraq's interior ministry. Ed Wong is a correspondent for the New York Times, joining us from Baghdad. Ed, welcome back to the program. And how was it these abuses were discovered?
What happened was the last Thursday, there was a raid on a building on the east side of Baghdad. This building was being used by a commando unit. The people who were involved in the raid were American officers, American soldiers, as well as officials from the Iraqi Ministry of Human Rights. Apparently, they had gotten some sort of information that there might have been prisoner abuse taking place here or poor conditions for prisoners. They went inside. They found 625 prisoners. There were 13 that apparently needed medical treatment, and they took them to a hospital.
Now, this follows the discovery of about 175 prisoners at a different interior ministry bunker in Baghdad last month. What are people saying there about the interior ministry and its relation to the government? Is this something the government wants going on?
There's a lot of talk right now of whether the Shiite party that's running the interior ministry is basically staffing various prisons or ministry compounds with its own militiamen. And a lot of Sunni Arabs accuse these militiamen of carrying out torture, abductions, and killings of Sunnis. It's really pushing the tensions higher and higher as we approach the elections. And there are Sunni politicians who are campaigning on this very issue.
They are campaigning. Well, how is the campaign itself going?
What you see if you drive around Baghdad, where I am right now, you see a lot of posters in the streets. You see posters with lots of political figures on them, people like Ahmed Chalabi, the former Pentagon favorite, people like Ayatollah, former prime minister, as well as a host of other people. You see that representation of candidates. What you don't see is you don't see a lot of outdoor rallies or such. A lot of staged rallies that we have in the States, for example, because it's just not safe enough to do that here.
I've been reading on the news wires this morning about these differing calls. Al-Qaeda and several other insurgent groups said no one should go out and vote because it's religiously wrong to participate in this. And then another insurgent group put out a statement later saying, no, that's wrong. If you're a Sunni, you should get out and vote right away. You should participate all you can.
That's right. There's different Sunni groups that are sending out competing messages here. Al-Qaeda, which is the most militant of the various groups here, has been adamantly against elections from the very start. And there are other Sunni groups, insurgent or resistance groups, whatever you want to call them, who have been advocating taking a role in politics because they believe that this is another avenue by which they can try and get some sort of power back in Iraq.
Do you have any sense, Ed, from what you've seen and people you've heard from, of what the turnout is likely to be later this week?
We think it'll be fairly high throughout Iraq, with the one exception, possible exception of Anbar province, which is basically the heartland of the Sunni insurgency. Turnout there was fairly low for the constitutional referendum in October. It's unclear whether people were boycotting out of ideology or whether they were staying home because of potential violence. But we don't know whether there will be a high turnout there. That's a big question mark.
The election is Thursday. Ed Wong is a correspondent for the New York Times in Baghdad. Ed, thank you again.